The old-time radio era, sometimes referred to as the Golden Age of Radio, was an era during which radio was the dominant home entertainment medium. Families regularly gathered around to tune into their favorite programs. Enjoy today's special nostalgic broadcast as Project Independence and You presents the old-time radio.
Duffy Severn, starring Archie himself, Ed Gardner.
Hello, Duffy's Tavern. Where do you leave me to eat? Archie, the manager, speaking. Duffy ain't here. Oh, hello, Duffy. Business? Normal. Yeah, none. Well, I think we're victims of circumstances, Duffy. We just can't seem to find a customer with a nickel and a thirst at the same time. Huh? Well, don't blame me because our liquor happens to be non-habit-forming. Lucky that people come into this joint at all. If I wasn't such a genial bartender, goodness sakes, where we'd be? Huh? Well, it may please you to know, Duffy, I'm in a contest. A contest for the most popular bartender on 3rd Avenue. Duffy, I hope that was a sneeze. Well, anyway, the first prize is a free trip to Atlantic City, so don't be surprised if you get a postcard showing me down to me waist and bathing beauty. Huh? Go soak your head.
Hey, Miss Archie, this bartender's popularity contest.
Yeah?
You really think you got a chance?
Why not, Eddie? You've got to admit that, one, I got good looks. Two, personality. Three, charm.
Yeah. But on the other hand, people hate you.
Three out of four ain't bad. Look, Eddie, I gotta be voted the most popular bartender. For the last 4 days, I've been giving out free drinks to everybody.
Yeah. But you've been giving them that Duffy's special bar ride.
That's right. I give them a drink, and then they send in postcards voting for me.
Yeah, but after that bar ride, how are they gonna hold their stomach and write postcards at the same time?
Yeah, Miss Duffy?
I've got some news from Papa.
Oh, a message from Gargantua. What is it?
Well, Papa says to forget this popularity contest and get to work.
Get to work? Just a minute. Who is it that takes out the garbage, mops the floors, waits on all the customers, cleans out the pig's feet barrels?
Yeah. And guess who watches me do it?
Eddie, don't be flippant. Believe me, Miss Duffy, I'm a very hard-working guy.
Well, I wouldn't know. I only see you during business hours.
Yeah? Someday when I've gone to Atlantic City, you and your old man will realize what a great bartender I am.
Oh, he realizes already. Papa thinks the world of you.
What?
Yeah. But, of course, you know what Papa thinks of the world.
What he thinks of the world ain't nothing to what I think of him, that lousy, cheap, conniving crumb.
Well, if you feel that way about him, why do you keep working for him?
Loyalty. But why I stay with him, I'll never know. He's about the cheapest, meanest guy that ever lived.
No, I wouldn't say that. There must be somebody in this world that's cheaper and meaner than him.
What are you, Eddie? A company man? Well, I'm getting excited about it. I don't know. Pretty soon I'll be the biggest pebble on the beach at Atlantic City, just as soon as I win that popularity contest.
Uh-huh.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Is that so? Tell me, Doubtful Thomas, how many bartenders is there on 3rd Avenue?
Well, about 500.
500, huh? Mm-hmm. Okay. Out of this 500, who would you say is the most popular?
Bud Gallagher over at Gogan's Bar.
Well, who's the second most popular?
Flash Mahoney.
How about the third most popular?
Benny Schultz.
The fourth?
Lefty Magruder.
The fifth?
Three-fingered Maroney.
The sixth? Freddie, to 499th
Sam Burke.
And what about the 500th guy?
Great big popular you.
You'll see, Eddie, after the votes is counted, you'll find out that I'm just as popular as the next guy.
Yeah, but who's the next guy?
Hello, Finnegan. Hey, Eddie, here's one guy that'll vote for me.
Are you running for election, Art?
So to speak, yeah.
Well, I got a tip for you. You want to get elected, do what my old man did the time he ran for alderman.
What did he do?
Oh, work like a dog. Make speeches all day long, handed out 50 cent cigars, kissed hundreds of babies.
Did he win?
He would have, but he got an unlucky break.
And what happened?
It wasn't an election year. By the way, what are you running for, Rock?
I'm most popular bartender, and if I win, I get a trip to Atlantic City.
Oh, well, be sure and drop me a postcard.
Postcard? What do you can't even read?
Oh, it ain't for me, Arch. It's for me dog, Rover.
Don't tell me Rover can read.
Oh, of course not.
Well, then why would he want a postcard?
He likes to bite the mailman.
Wait a minute. That mailman gives me an idea. Uh-huh. Eddie, how would you like to write in a postcard to the contest saying that I am the most lovable boss you ever had?
You mean you want me to use the mail to defraud?
Let me put it this way. How would you like to write a card saying that I am the most lovable ex-boss that you ever had?
Hand it over, Sharp.
Thank you, my constituent.
Hello, fellas. What's cooking?
Nothing, Mr. Moran. It always smells that way around here.
Shut it down. Wait a minute, Joe. How about giving me a vote as the most genial bartender on 3rd Avenue?
Why, sure, Arch. I'd be glad to.
Well, swell. Here, write it out on this postcard.
Thanks. Now, what'll I say?
Oh, anything that you can think of that makes me sound like a nice guy.
Okay. I think Archie is the most genial bartender on 3rd Avenue, and it is very easy for Archie to be genial because everybody likes him. And everybody likes him because he always looks so good. And he always looks so good because he uses Vitalis.
Well, you think these people are interested in me boudoir habits?
Well, why not? They could learn a lot.
Maybe they could.
After all, every man is interested in keeping his hair well-groomed. And Vitalis does just that. Particularly if you're troubled with hair that's unruly or dried out by sun, wind, and water. Why, no other hair preparation can give your scalp and hair better protection than Vitalis and the 60-second workout. For the Vitalis formula contains two of the same ingredients that many skin specialists prescribe for dry, flaky scalps, plus all the other extras that make your hair healthier looking and more handsome. So try the Vitalis 60-second workout. Let it prevent scalp and hair dryness, rout flaky dandruff, and give you the best-looking, healthiest-looking head of hair you ever have. You look your best tomorrow if you get a bottle of Vitalis today.
As I was just saying, Finnegan, you know, I'm a natural to win that contest. I got good looks, charm, personality.
Well, Arch, it's certainly modest of you to say so.
Well, it ain't a question of modesty. It's just that I like the good things in life, and I happen to be one of them.
Say, Archie.
Yeah?
Papa told me to give you this envelope, and he says to be sure and lock it up in the safe.
Lock it up in a safe, huh?
Yeah, and be sure nobody reads it.
Must be important, huh?
Yeah. Look at it there. It says, personal, confidential, and super secret. Do not open. Archie, this means you.
I got a funny hunch there's something in that envelope Duffy don't want me to see.
Now, there's a shrewd observation.
Meaning what?
Meaning you're a jerk.
You certainly paint a pretty phrase.
Never what kind of a phrase I turn. You just put that envelope in the safe. That's Papa's orders.
All right, I'll put it in the safe. Hey, Eddie, who was that good-looking sailor just passed by the window there?
Where? I'll see you a little later. I gotta go out on the net.
I thought that'd do it. Eddie, get the letter opener.
Letter opener?
Yeah, the tea kettle.
Mr. Archer, now you see that? You can't steam that letter open. It's private property.
Eddie, if people don't want their letters opened, they shouldn't mark them personal. Now, give me that tea kettle.
Sir Archer, if I were you, I wouldn't open that letter.
Why not?
Well, you remember me cousin Willie. He opened the letter like that one time, and it was another guy's draft notice.
So?
So, cousin Willie spent 5 years in the army.
Well, if it was another guy's draft notice, why didn't your cousin Willie explain it to the army?
Well, he figured it was their mistake. Let them find it out.
You know, I think Mr. Finnegan is right.
Yeah.
You better put that envelope in the safe.
Yeah, maybe you're right, Eddie. Mm-hmm. No, I can't do it. I gotta open it. If I don't find out what's in an envelope, I go nuts. You know, with a thing like that hanging over me, I couldn't concentrate. And, you know, if I can't concentrate, I can't think. And if I can't think, I can't work. If I can't work, I lose my job. If I lose my job, I go hungry. Then what? I start stealing. And the cops is after me. So I hide out here in the tavern. The cops find me, see, and they start shooting at me. Then what happens? They miss me, and they kill you.
Kill me?
Yeah. So you see, Eddie, it ain't just idle curiosity about this envelope. I'm opening it to save your life.
It's too bad that contest ain't for the windiest bartender.
Never mind the Corsics. Now give me the tea kettle.
Okay.
Now, hold the envelope over the steam, Eddie.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. Now, let's see what's inside. Holy cat, look. Duffy's will. Let's read it, Eddie.
Okay. Being of sound mind and in full possession of my faculties.
Even on his deathbed, he brags. Who does he leave the money to, Eddie?
Let's see. He says, to my daughter, Miss Duffy, who is at present an old maid, I bequeath my Manhattan telephone directory and wish her good hunting.
Does he mention anybody else?
Let's see. Yeah. To my dear loving wife, who loaned me $2 for our wedding license, I hereby leave the sum of $2 and close the account. And when and if my wife dies, I want her to know that even in death, I'll be happy to meet her halfway. I'll come down a little if she'll come up a little.
Eight to five, it's the other way around. But, Eddie, don't he mention nobody else?
Yeah. I hereby reward my faithful employee, Eddie Green. He need never work such long hours for such short pay again. He's fired. Hoping to see you all soon, signed, Acting J. Duffy.
Don't he mention nobody else?
Oh, yeah. T.S. to Archie.
Well, at last, what does he say about me, Eddie?
Let me see. Now, he says this. They've left a crumb. And a jerk don't know. Oh, get a crooked. Laziest.
Look, this I know, but what's he leaving me?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I hereby recognize that Archie is responsible for making Dovey's Tavern what it is today.
Nothing but insult. Let me see that thing. In view of the above, it is my last wish that upon my death, the sole owner of Duffy's Tavern will be my good friend Archie. Eddie, did you hear that? I'm the heir consumptive to the tavern. I can't figure it out, though. Why is the guy leaving the joint to me?
Revenge?
I don't know. But leave us not look a gift to us in the mouth. I'm the new owner of Duffy's Tavern. Eddie, I think this calls for a drink. Hey, old man.
Yeah, thanks. Woo! Well, here's to our new owner. Best of luck.
Thank you, Eddie. Down the hatch.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You like that drink, Eddie?
Yeah.
It's going to cost you 50 cents.
50 cents?
You heard me. From now on, no more free drinks. As the new owner of the tavern, it's business before friendship.
Good Archer, a few minutes ago, everything was on the house.
Mr. Finnegan, anybody can be free with the other guy's money, but to be stingy with your own money takes real character.
But, Mr. Archer...
Sorry, gentlemen, your arguments fall on dumb ears. In the future, I will thank you to remember that I am the sole owner of the tavern once removed.
What do you mean?
Once Duffy's removed, I'm the owner. Now, how could I get Duffy to play ball with us?
Play ball?
Yeah, you know, drop dead. I wonder how his health is. Miss Duffy.
Yeah?
Nice weather today.
Yes, it is.
Your father still alive?
Of course.
Oh, has he been doing anything harmful to his health lately?
What?
I mean, don't you think he should take a trip and get away from it all?
You know, it's funny you should mention that. Just the other day, Papa was talking about taking a trip around the world.
Mm-hmm. The trip I had in mind was even longer. I think I'll give him a call. Hello? Is this the late Patrick Duffy? Well, look, old man, this is Archie. I'm a little concerned about your health. How's your liver? It is? Oh, that's too bad.
It's better?
Yeah. Look, Duffy, I think you ought to relax. You know, take up a hobby. Oh, I don't know, like golf, bowling, suicide. Well, think it over. I'll call you later. You know, Eddie, it's me own fault that Duffy's Tavern is so run down. With a little extra work, this place could be a gold mine, you know what?
Well, it's sporting of you to admit it.
Oh, I'm big enough to admit it when I'm wrong. Yeah, as I look back now, I think the whole trouble is that I ain't been driving you hard enough.
Now, just a minute.
Quiet, we're in conference. Now, in the future, I want you to keep busy around here. Get them cobwebs off the ceiling and clean out the kitchen and mop that floor and wash them walls.
Tote that barge and lift that bale. Now, look, Captain Bly, when I'm going to have time? When I'm going to have time to do all these things?
My good man, why do you think we give you a lunch hour?
Lunch hour? The time I get off from lunch, I ain't even got no time to eat. I'll just spend my 10 minutes being hungry.
Then in the future, cut it down to 5 minutes. It'll be better for your stomach. And remember, Mr. Green, the company is more important than the individual. In other words, if this industry is to propagate, each link in the chain must be pulled asunder. We must all picture ourselves as busy little beavers building a dam.
Arch, please, there may be ladies present.
Finnegan, I have the floor. As I say, we are just one big happy family with the management constantly looking out for the employees' welfare. And in closing, I would like to mention that by subscribing 90% of your salary to our benevolent pension fund, you can retire on half pay at the age of 103.
Sweet, you know I ain't gonna live that long.
Mr. Green, the management is scarcely responsible if you happen to be in delicate health.
This is something personal. It's something that both men and women should be aware of. Your own freshness and charm. Trust Mum for that. M-U-M. Mum. For Mum is the underarm deodorant with a unique cream formula that protects freshness all day, all evening. Protects you from ever knowing that left-out feeling. Mum smooths on in a jiffy. It's gentle, it's safer, because it contains no harsh or irritating ingredients. Mum is safer for skin, for clothes, and most important, for your charm. So remember, after every bath and before every date, smooth on Mum. Your bath washes away the past, but Mum safeguards the future. Personal daintiness can play a most important role in your future, in business as well as romance. Don't neglect it. If you want to be sure you're nice to be near, depend on Mum. M-U-M. Mum.
What are you doing there, Miss Archer?
Oh, nothing.
Just waiting for Duffy to drop dead.
Say, come to think of it, Eddie, didn't the doctor once tell Duffy he had a weak heart?
What about it?
Give me that phone.
Hello, Duffy?
Up production.
What about that most popular bartender contest?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Old Gene Archie better start packing his bags for Atlantic City.
Oh, Atlantic City?
Yeah.
Oh, well, when you get down there, I'd like you to look up a friend of mine. He works in the fun house.
Finnegan, I'm afraid I'm going to be too busy being genial to have time to look up any of your crummy friends.
Oh, but he's a very important guy.
An important guy in a fun house?
Yeah. He's the guy that blows the dame's skirts up.
Oh. Well, any friend of yours is a friend of mine. Look the guy up.
Archie.
Yes?
That poor little old lady standing over there at the door.
What about her?
Well, she wants to know if it's all right to sell violets here in the tavern.
Sell violets? And take the booze money out of our customers' pockets? Get her out of here.
But Archie, she's a poor old lady.
Look, you're in charge of the cash register. I'm taking care of the troublemakers here. I'll throw that dame out of here. I'll be back in a second.
How do you like that?
Good evening. Where can I find Archie, the genial bartender?
That's him over there.
Where?
That's the one, there that's throwing that lady out in the street.
Well, does he always throw old ladies out?
Not always. Sometimes the old ladies are stronger than he is.
Do you work for Archie?
Yes, I work for him.
Tell me, what sort of a person is he?
Well, let's put it this way. As the president might say, he's a sort of a boss, spelled backwards. What you want to see him about?
Well, I am the judge of the most popular bartender contest.
Oh, well, I'm sure he'd be happy to see you. Make yourself at home. Yeah, have a drink on the house.
Thank you, thank you.
Violence, no less. The nerve of that old hag. Oh, a customer ready?
Well, sort of. I'm giving him a drink on the house, see, on account
of... A drink on the house? Look, Mr. Green, if you think you can give free drinks away to every bum that walks into this...
Bum? Look here, you...
Archie's the name. Archie the genial bartender. Eddie, throw this mooch around. And if there's any argument, let him have the bung starter.
You hit me with that bung starter, and I'll have my lawyer sue you for every penny you've got.
Oh, yeah? Well, you better tell him to wear a bathing suit. I happen to be on my way to Atlantic City.
Atlantic City, huh?
Yeah, and you can tell your lawyer to look up the winner of the popular bartender contest. Now, have you anything further to say before we throw you out?
Yes, just one thing.
What's that?
I am the judge of the popular bartender contest.
And so, as the setting sun sinks slowly behind the horizon, we say farewell to beautiful Atlantic City.
Excuse me, did you say you are the judge of the contest?
I did.
Eddie, in that case, I guess our little joke is over. We can drag that dear little lady back out of the gutter again. And now, sir, about my trip to Atlantic City.
Your trip to Atlantic City, huh? A man who shoves his employees around, throws old ladies out in the street, insults customers. You are a disgrace to the bartender's profession. Good night, you hypocrite!
Eddie, I wonder if the guy is on to me. Well, what's the difference? One of these days, I'll own Duffy's Tavern and I can buy Atlantic City.
Hey, Archie.
Yeah?
I got another envelope here from Papa.
Another envelope?
Yeah, and he wants you to put it in the safe.
Let me see. It says personal. Do not open. Eddie.
T-Kill?
Yeah. Steam it open, huh?
Now, ain't Mr. Duffy gonna get suspicious when all of his letters start smelling like orange Pico?
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe we shouldn't do it. Leave us just tear it open. Let's see here. Dear Archie, thanks for getting back to work. Signed, Patrick J. Duffy. P.S. The will is a phony, and so are you. That dirty Duffy promised me he's gonna die in that... just to get me to go to work. I just hope that guy lives to be 103.
Duffy's Tavern for this evening, but let's meet here again at the same time next Wednesday when our guest will be Ed Wynn. Duffy's Tavern is brought to you by Mum, the safer deodorant, and Vitalis for well-groomed hair. Each Wednesday, Bristol Myers brings you Duffy's Tavern, and Mr. District Attorney, which follows immediately over most of these stations. NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.